B-Pod Studios.
Domaney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
So last Thursday, Missy called us, and she said, if you missed it, we're going to play a clip here for you in a second. But she said that she went to roll her garbage out to the end of the driveway, and she dropped her earring in the garbage. And when she looked through it to get her earring back, what did she find, Roy?
Panties that weren't hers.
Right. And so her man, Justin, was out of town, so she confronted Justin, and he gave her a story. And then we called him, and he gave us the same story. And if you missed it, here it is. We'll play the clip of the war from last Thursday, what he said during the War of the Roses. And then producer Nicole just told us that Missy is on hold and is going to come back with us with an update. Just give us 30 seconds here.
What happened was, you remember the other night when I had that big client meeting and I took my clients back from the restaurant back to the hotel?
I remember.
So.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
One of my female clients was sitting in the back seat, and we were all having a good time and messing around, and she laughed so hard that she said she peed her peed in her panties a little bit. So she kept saying how, like, they were wet and how disgusting it was. So everybody was drunk, and I was just driving everybody. So they were like, I remember somebody saying, oh, you should take them off, it's disgusting. So she took them off, and she just left them in my car. So when I got home, I just found them in the back seat, and I just threw them away in the trash.
Missy, we wanted an update. Justin sent the flowers to you, but with this story that the underwear that you had found in the garbage can came from one of his clients.
Yes. And we did discuss it when he came back home, and I believe him. He didn't deny it when I told him about it. He didn't deny it when we put him on the radio. He sent me the roses. When he came home, we had a full, long conversation about it. I grilled him to the core. I even told him I wanted to call his client to just confirm. He was not willing to do that, mainly because it is, you know, business. You have to be professional. You don't want to call someone out when they're being drunk after a meeting.
Hey, will you tell my wife that you peed your pants and that they're your underwear?
I get that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but wasn't there other people in the car? Like, were you able to talk to anybody else who was in the car?
They were all from that one company, and that's the problem, where if it was his coworker, then trust me, I would have already called that coworker and be like, hey, he comes to my house all the time. Tell me what.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Happened, but everybody was from that company besides my husband, so it's not like we can call anybody from that company and be like, hey, after the meeting, remember how this happened, it was so funny. You know, it's not that type of relationship that he has with his client.
Okay, but you believe him?
Yeah, I can. If I do believe him, I do trust him. If there wasn't trust, we wouldn't be where we're at now, so, you know, being committed.
Yeah,
if something does happen to me, it can only be shame on me. I put him on the radio. I put us on the radio. And I have to just follow my instincts and my gut and be like, okay, you know.
I agree, Missy.
It can't happen with work.
And like Roy said before, you know, he sent the roses to you. And that's what a lot of people sent us text messages and gave us feedback on your War of the Roses from last Thursday. And they agreed. They said, hey, War of the Roses, the litmus test is send the roses to the person you love. Then that's what you have to go by. It's kind of the rule.
I'm happy you sent them to me.
Listen, we've all been guilty of laughing so hard we peed ourselves, right?
Yeah. I've been there.
Okay. I feel like an attorney now, by the way.
I know.
Can you describe the last time you laughed so hard you peed yourself? All right, Missy, thanks for getting in touch with us for an update, okay? Have a great day.
You too. Have a good one.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.